Welcome to the top stories today, from the Financial Times. First up, Russia said it had little cause for optimism on Thursday, after the US rejected Moscow's demands to roll back NATO's expansion, but left the door open for further diplomacy as the West seeks to defuse tension over a possible invasion of Ukraine. You can't say that our ideas were taken on board, or that the US and NATO showed any kind of preparedness to listen to our concerns, Dmitry Peskov, President Vladimir Putin's spokesman, told reporters. Peskov said Russia would send the US a formal response to its reply, after receiving written answers to two draft security proposals on Wednesday, but said the Kremlin would take its time to analyze them. Next, Blackstone is on the lookout for buying opportunities from the global stock market slide that has started the year, particularly in hard-hit sectors such as e-commerce, cloud computing, and cybersecurity. Jonathan Gray, president of the world's biggest alternative asset manager, said the market trading off, and the average Nasdaq stock being down over 40% from last year's all-time high, could create opportunities for the group. Technology stocks have sunk this year, with the Nasdaq 100 falling 14% and the WisdomTree Cloud Exchange Traded Fund down 21%. And now, the UK is seeking to unwind one of its most costly privatisation deals, with a legal challenge against billionaire Guy Hans Annington Homes, over the ownership of tens of thousands of properties in the Ministry of Defence housing portfolio. Jeremy Quinn, Minister for Defence Procurement, said in a written statement to the House of Commons on Thursday that he would explore the government's statutory leasehold enfranchisement rights to buy out Annington's interest in the homes and gain full ownership rights. The move is likely to spark a legal battle between the MOD and Hans' business, Terra Firma, over whether the government can force through the acquisition of the estate. Next up, Jay Powell had always said that if inflation was in danger of spiraling out of control, the Federal Reserve would be willing to bring out the hammer to knock prices down. On Wednesday, in his most hawkish press conference since the start of the pandemic, the chair of the Fed gave the clearest signal yet that such a moment was fast approaching. Powell essentially said to the markets and the economy, "Put on your seatbelt, we're getting ready to take off," said Nathan Sheets, global chief economist at Citigroup, and a former undersecretary at the US Treasury. "If inflation doesn't fall as they expect, the Fed is prepared to be vigorous," Sheets said. And finally, Rishi Sunak's latest budget has contributed to a rise in inflation, and there's a risk that current government policy could generate a wage-price spiral, according to an influential all-party group of MPs. In its report on the October budget, the Treasury Committee also warned that the tax burden would be higher at the next election than at the last, even if the Chancellor offered some sweeteners before people go to the polls. At a time of rapidly rising energy, food, and petrol prices, the accusation by a committee dominated by Conservative MPs that the government's actions have worsened the UK's cost of living crisis will be uncomfortable reading for the Chancellor. That's it for now, from this episode of the Top Stories Today, read aloud by Microsoft Azure AI. Let us know what you think of this experimental digest by filling out a survey at ft.com/topstoriestoday, or emailing your thoughts to topstoriestoday@ft.com. Thanks for listening.